Joining me today is Ver Whitlow, longtime member of the Didsbury Ag Society, and there is a longtime favorite in the community of Didsbury. Coming up this weekend, it's rodeo weekend. Ver, what do you have planned for us?
We have 3 days. We have Friday, we have a rodeo performance at 6 o'clock. Saturday is the Elks Parade and breakfast in the morning in town. And then we have a rodeo performance at 1 o'clock. And then Sunday is the Clifford Scott Antique Tractor Pull. And some of the highlights would be Saturday we have regular rodeo events and plus mutton busting, wild pony race. We have a money pit there. We have a rope tying demonstration. A blacksmith coming to show us some blacksmith. We have a big balloon scramble and intermission for all the kids. And live music in the entertainment center. And then Sunday we go full out with the tractor pull on Sunday. Plus a gymkhana on the ground. So it's a full weekend.
Yeah, right on. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun for sure. Can you tell us how long this has been happening in Didsbury for?
Well, we first started in the indoor arena, and I think this is maybe 25 years out at the grounds, at our own rodeo grounds just north of town. So, yeah, it's been going a long time.
And you have lots for the kids happening, including some mutton busting. Is that correct?
Yeah, mutton busting, a wild pony race, and then a big balloon scramble for, I think, up to 12 years old at intermission.
That is pretty cool stuff. Are you still looking for teams for the wild pony races at all?
I think we're close, but if somebody's interested, we can certainly take another one or two. You betcha.
Oh, that's going to be fun stuff for sure. I know the kids get jacked up for that one. And
yeah, they do, yeah. Parents do too, and yeah, it's a fun event.
It's for sure a cool one to check out. And on Sunday, you got a lot happening as well. Talk to us about the Gymkhana and the tractor pull.
Right, yep. The tractor pull is a big event, and we have a Gymkhana in the grounds. We have about 6 Gymkhanas during the summer. More fun stuff in the barrel racing of the mothers or the dads, maybe leading the horse around the barrels, but it's fun for kids, and it's a fun day.
Yeah, and you mentioned, of course, in conjunction with the Didsbury Elks Parade and Pancake Breakfast. Just talk to us.
They've been good sponsors and help us out a lot, and they have the Pancake Breakfast, and then they have a real good parade in downtown Didsbury. But none of this would be possible without our sponsors and our volunteers, and that's like any organization. That's what makes things happen. And yeah, we're very fortunate to have a lot of good people help us and a lot of sponsors help us put this on.
Who are some of the organizations you'd like to shout out to who helped you out?
Well, there's a lot of big sponsors. I don't like to name them without naming, to miss somebody. But yeah, the Elks help us big time. The Lions help us big time. The town of Didsbury, are all really involved in and help us a lot.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's FCA Rodeo this weekend in Didsbury, Friday and Saturday. Take us through the times once again. How much are tickets going to be at the grounds?
Oh, tickets are 16 and under free, and adults are $25.
It's going to be a fun weekend. There's no doubt about that. For people looking for more details, how can they find it?
They find it on our website, or if they have to phone, is to phone the office, 335-4494.
Awesome, Ver. It's a great tradition. It's back again this weekend. It is the Didsbury Rodeo. For details, like I say, Facebook page, website is the place to go. Best of luck with it, Ver. We'd love to check in with you, maybe in a couple weeks from now to see how the gymkhana has went.
You betcha. We'll appreciate it. We appreciate your support.